This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, new day, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, hitting the airwaves on one of the hottest days in the history of politics. And I don't mean because it's 112 degrees here in Las Vegas. That's hot, too. But I mean, what a day. What a day to be an American. We're finally getting it out into the open. Are we a communist nation? Are the commie scum and the Muslim sympathizers taking over America? Ilhan Omar? Rashida Tlaib? Ayanna Pressley? Alexandria Ocasio-Communist Cortez? Donald Trump's a genius. He got it out into the open. Get out of my damn country. Go back to where you came from. Great stuff. Goes with the new open. I love it. The latest tweet from Trump. We will never be a socialist or communist country. If you're not happy here, you can leave. Finally, a president who thinks like Wayne Root. You've never heard stuff like this outside of the Wayne Allen Root talk show. But you're getting it from the president of the United States. He should have a name. It should be President Trump, raw and unfiltered. He should have the same name as me. It should be a reality show, President Trump, raw and unfiltered. Trump tweeted ahead of a press conference by Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley, four communist scum who need to be kicked out of our country. And he tweeted out, we will never be a socialist or communist country. If you're not happy here, you can leave. It's your choice and your choice alone. This is about love for America. Certain people hate our country. They are anti-Israel, pro-Al-Qaeda, and comment on the 9/11 attack. Some people did something. Radical left Democrats want open borders, which means drugs, crime, human trafficking, and so much more. Folks, I've written this, man. I've written it. It's like he took it straight from my commentaries. Detention facilities, Trump said, are not concentration camps. America's never been stronger than it is now. Rebuilt military, highest stock market ever. Lowest unemployment, more people working than ever before. Keep America great. Trump's message repeated the major themes of his remarks to the press following a Made in America manufacturing summit at the White House earlier Monday. On Sunday, he tweeted in part, why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, then come back and show us how it's done. Trump declared his State of the Union address in February, America will never be a socialist nation. Trump has made it all possible. Nancy Pelosi now has to defend communists and Muslim sympathizers, Muslims who love Muslims and hate Jews. They love Muslim countries where they murder women, they murder gays, they murder Jews, they murder Christians. They murder girls who've been gang raped because it's their fault for getting gang raped. That's the side that Nancy Pelosi's been forced to choose. And like an idiot, she chose it. She fell for it. Nancy Pelosi announces a House resolution to condemn Trump's racist, xenophobic tweets. She's now on the side of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, who just last week calls her a racist. She chose the wrong team. Trump knew she had no choice. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced today, Monday, a House resolution to condemn Trump's so-called racist tweets towards AOC and her fellow squad of communist, America-hating congresswomen. She says the House cannot allow the president's characterization of immigrants to our country to stand. He didn't say anything about immigrants to our country. He talks about illegal immigrants. He doesn't say anything about immigrants. Just like I never speak about immigrants. You're from Austria, I love you. You're from Australia, I love you. You're from England, I love you. You're from Canada, I love you. You have money and a job waiting from Mexico, I love you. you come here looking for welfare? 100 different kinds of welfare? You come here as a terrorist? You come here as a murderer? You come here as a drug driver? You come here as a rapist? You come here as a food stamp welfare queen? I don't want you. How's that putting down immigrants? That's putting down losers. But she says the House can't stand, cannot allow the president's characterization of immigrants to our country to stand. Our Republican colleagues must join us in condemning the president's xenophobic tweets. You know who'll join her? One Republican, Justin Amash. Hey, Justin, come on, let's get in a ring together. I want to smash your Amash. I want to smash your face in a ring. Stupid loser, fraud, and traitor to Republicans, conservatives, and the greatest president in modern history. Because you're an open borders libertarian loser, Justin Amash. You had to leave the Republican Party because you're about to lose by 50 points in a Republican primary. Because you're so stupid. You couldn't stand victory. You snatched victory from the joys of defeat. So Nancy Pelosi says this weekend the president went beyond his own low standards using disgraceful language about members of Congress. What do you mean? The members of Congress don't use disgraceful language every day about Donald Trump? And you're not allowed to answer back? And they're not losers who hate our country? Rather than attack members of Congress, Nancy said, he should work with us for humane immigration policy that reflects American values. There's nothing humane about Ilhan Omar. She's a traitor. She's guilty of sedition. Oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi's guilty of sedition. AOC's guilty of sedition. Rashida Tlaib's guilty of sedition, a form of treason. They hate our country. President Trump just said what we're all thinking, and it's about damn time. He said what Wainwright says every day on radio and TV. If you hate the country so much, get the hell out. Go freak yourself. Great statement by the president. And by the way, they're all saying, oh, they're all from America. First of all, Ilhan Omar is the worst of them. She's a refugee from Somalia, hates her adopted country. Rashida Tlaib is the eldest daughter, born in America, but the eldest daughter of Palestinian immigrants in Detroit, Michigan. And Representative Pramila Jayapal, another loser, is a migrant from India and trashes her adopted country. So he was referring to several who are not from this country or whose parents were not from this country and don't seem to appreciate this country and seem to be communists. You also probably didn't hear over the weekend, Trump moves to effectively end asylum at the southern border, reversing decades of U.S. policy. This is what they're mad at. The bad ones aren't going to get in anymore. It's not automatic. Who in their right mind would let someone in the minute you say the word asylum? I mean, what does that word mean? What does that word mean? How about if Wayne Root decides tomorrow I want to go to Switzerland? And there's like one magic word that gets me into Switzerland. It is yodel. Yodel, 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 yodel. If I yodel, I get into Switzerland. Just like that, anybody can walk into Switzerland. So I'll bring an army of terrorists with me, and we'll all walk into Switzerland yodeling. What kind of an idiot says one word, and you're in a country? Even if you're a loser. Even if you're a child pedophile molester, you're in the country by going, asylum! Did I even say it in English? What's the word for asylum in Spanish? I don't know. Gracias, asylum. I don't know what the hell it is. Whatever it is, it's preposterous that you let people in because of a word. So reversing decades of U.S. policy, the Trump administration will end all asylum protections for most migrants who arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border. By the way, it should be all immigrants who arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border. Not some, not most, all. But it is the president's most forceful attempt to block asylum claims. Now, you know it's going to be knocked out of court in 5 minutes by a California communist judge. The new rule goes into effect tomorrow. It's going to get knocked out before tomorrow by a communist judge in California or Hawaii. Aloha, mahalo, let's let them all in there. See, that's Trump's mistake. Take every single immigrant, put them on a plane, and drop them out with a parachute over Hawaii. Let's see thousands of them parachute into Maui and the beaches there. Let's see what they think about tourism after that. Hawaii. Bunch of communists who don't love our country. And guess what else happened you don't know about over the weekend? Ninth Circuit Court hands President Trump the win on sanctuary cities. I'll bet you didn't see that in the evening news. The once notoriously liberal Ninth Circuit Court ruled in favor of Trump to prioritize federal dollars for policing in sanctuary cities. The city of L.A. sued Trump and the Trump administration after it was denied $3 million due to its sanctuary immigration policies. Huge win for the rule of law. They ruled in favor of Trump. You got to prioritize your dollars for local policing that comply with certain immigration policies. And if you don't comply with ICE detainers, you don't get the money anymore. City of L.A. sued the administration after it was denied a $3 million grant on the grounds it did not receive the money because it did not focus on immigration for its community policing grant application. And the panel rejected L.A.'s argument that the DOJ's practice of giving consideration to applicants that choose to further the two federal goals violated the Constitution spending clause. So Judge Sandra Ikuta, joined by Judge Jay Bybee. Good ones for once. Anyway, it's a wild weekend. Trump tells progressive Democrats, go back to the crime-infested places that you came from. And guess what? Trump is brilliant because a new internal poll, Democrats' internal poll, shows only a 22% favorable rating for socialist nutcase AOC and only 9% approval for Ilhan Omar. And that little thing over her face, around her head, whatever the hell you call it, hijab, jib-jab, whatever the hell it is, nobody likes her. 9% of Americans have a favorable view of America-hating anti-Semite Ilhan Omar. You know why? Not because of the thing she wears around her head, although I get sick every time I see it. Why? It's nothing against religion. It's like an imprisonment of a woman. Every time I see any of these things Muslim countries make women wear, it's the imprisonment of a woman, hiding them so no one could see they're pretty. No one could see their eyes. No one could see what they're about. No one could see their personality. Women are to be hidden away. And if they choose to not hide, they'll stone you to death, throw acid in your face, or drop you off the roof of a building after raping you. Not very nice. I'm pro-woman. I'm sorry, but the Democratic Party must be very hateful of women and hateful of Americans. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne on the Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. In the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is war. Wayne on the Root, raw and unfiltered. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist. I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens proudly, unabashedly, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, in Las Vegas, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Ed Stoltz gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. Fred Weinberg, in national syndication, it's the Ed and Fred Show, dedicated to those two great radio legends. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. Publicly traded. It's a stock. If you like the story, you can buy the stock. Run by a great CEO, Mark Bruner. Last stock he took from 15 cents a share to $200 per share. One of the great hits in the history of Wall Street. Once again, it's ticker symbol FTMR. And you can find out more at FordhamResources.com. Make your own educated decision. Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. Take a call in just a second. I want to read you a couple letters. My friend Ron, after all the leftist claims that our president committed obstruction of justice in the actual absence of any crime to obstruct, what about this? Liberal mayors do pressers and formally announced their direction to the law enforcement officials to tip them off and aid those who have violated federal law, had their day in court, and have already been ordered out of the country. That is obstruction of the actual enforcement of lawful order and is a crime. The Fed should order U.S. Marshals go arrest these left-leaning lawbreakers for true obstruction of justice. Just my Monday opinion after watching the news all week. Thank you, Ron. Great common sense. A few others out there that sent notes in just the last few minutes. Thomas from Connecticut says, I agree with you 100%. Great open. Thank you for saying it all for America. God bless you, Wayne. USA forever, Tom. And I know Tom's from another country, and he's an immigrant. I love immigrants. Says, war. Trump hit it out of the park with his tweet about the so-called squad, meaning AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, and whoever the other one is, Ayanna Pressler. They can't handle it when someone calls them out on their anti-American BS, and suddenly he's a racist, he's a bigot, he's violating his oath of office. Oath of office? Really? Hey, you ignorant hags, what about your oath of office? Hypocrites. And then another Ken says, Jeffrey Epstein put up to $100 million up to stay out of jail. Did they offer that to Paul Manafort? You're damn right they did not offer that to Paul Manafort. So just quite a few others. And here's one more who says, you know what you call Omar's scarf around her head? An I hate Jews hat. Well, I know, it's what it seems like to me, but I'm not going to get into that. Seems like it to me. There's not, by the way, there are many, many, many millions of Muslims. I think it's 2 or 3 million that live in Israel, and nobody hurts them. But there isn't a Jew in a Muslim country; they'd be killed tomorrow. It's the same as that old saying: if Muslims put down their guns tomorrow, there'd be peace in the world tomorrow with Israel. But if Israel put down their guns tomorrow, if Jews in Israel put down their guns, they'd all be murdered tomorrow. Doesn't anyone understand what the hell's going on? Internal polls show 22% favorable rating for socialist nutjob AOC, 9% approval of Ilhan Omar. This isn't your country, Ilhan. This country doesn't agree with anything you believe in. You believe in Islamic terrorism. You believe in Sharia law. You believe in CARE, which is a terrorist organization. You speak for them. You don't speak for us. Ilhan Omar says Trump is the worst, most corrupt and inept president we've ever seen. What kind of president did you see in Somalia, darling? Hey, babe, what was the Somalian president like? I suggest you go back. I'm with Trump. Representative Ilhan Omar on America. I'm ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy. She said at the Netroots Nation conference in Philadelphia this past weekend, she's ashamed of the United States of America and continuing to live in its hypocrisy. Wow. It isn't that I'm an anti-American because I criticize the United States. I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born. And because I'm ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy, I work hard to make sure others who've had that, like, why just be American? Why don't you be more American? Could you continue to say that? Why can't you be more like an American? We export American exceptionalism, the great America, the land of liberty and justice. Ask anybody walking on the side of the street somewhere in the world, they will tell you America the Great. But we don't live those values here. And so that hypocrisy is the one I'm bothered by. Wow. Yeah. We're bothered by you. And Morning Joe compares Trump to the KKK this morning. Oh, I love it. It's out in the open. It's civil war.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he doesn't think there will be another partial government shutdown this year.
I don't see a government shutdown looming. Again, that's not an issue until the end of September.
The last partial government shutdown was back in January of 2019. Speaking at the White House, President Trump has a message for those who criticize the United States.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way.
The tweet was directed at Democratic Representatives Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. And in financial news, the Dow is up 27 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, great to be with you. President Trump's mouthpiece is with us, Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary. Love to have him on every couple weeks or so. Hogan Gidley, war, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you?
Great day to be an American, man. I love it. You know what's going on here? Trump, I think, has set a perfect trap for the Democratic Party. Some people wince at this stuff. I love it because he's forced Nancy Pelosi to defend four of the worst people I've ever seen that America hates. America can't stand the AOC crowd and the Ilhan Omar crowd, Rashida Tlaib crowd, Ayanna Presley crowd. They're obviously communists because it's not Wayne Root calling them communists. Everyone would go, oh, Wayne, what a terrible word. Lindsey Graham called them all communists today. It's all out for the whole world to see. I think it was a brilliant move, and I think it's very clearly us versus them. Do you want America to be America, or you want America to be a foreign country that lets in everybody in the world and becomes basically a socialist hellhole? It's your choice. Trump made it very clear. Bravo.
Absolutely, he did today. And there was so much speculation and so much just rampant opinions coming in from the quote-unquote news media. Instead of just reporting what he said, they were all quick to jump on and give their own opinions and then also try and explain what the president said when they didn't have a clue what he was talking about. He made it clear, though, later mid-morning from the South Lawn at the White House, in which he pointed out very, very obviously to those who understand president speak, which is, listen, we live in the greatest country in the history of the world. However, there are some on the left, including these four, who continue to run down this country, who say horrible things about America, who say horrible things about one of our best partners and allies across the globe in Israel. And it's fine if you don't like America. You have the right to do that. But if it's so horrible and it's so bad, then you can just leave. Whether you're one of these congressmen, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're one of the folks in Hollywood, you've said multiple times, liberal elites, you want to leave with Donald Trump in the White House, you can do it. This is a country that gives you the free ability to do just that. And he was pointing it out, and now the Democrats still don't like the explanation. They're still arguing with the president. But the fact is, this country's great, and he's made it better than it ever has been before. We're living in an incredible time. And let's be honest, Ilhan Omar, from Somalia at age 10 to Kenya, then to America, is a congresswoman. That's an incredible story. Only in this country could that happen. Someone like Ocasio-Cortez, regardless of what you think of her, she graduated from Boston University, was a bartender, and has become a congresswoman. That's incredible. Those opportunities afforded to people like that and everybody else in this country, those opportunities don't exist anywhere else on the planet. And by the way, has America had dark days? Absolutely. But tough times are not unique to America, okay? What's unique to America is facing those tough times head on and moving through them and coming out better on the backside of them. Most constitutions written for a nation last on average 17 years. Ours is 230 plus, because it is so brilliantly written. It is so great. It reflects a way of life that no other country has been able to duplicate. And this president celebrates it every day. He did it today on the South Lawn with the Made in America event. And he did it when he pointed out the fact that he is going to appreciate the gifts that this country has given. He's not going to mock it, and he's not going to tear it down. And anyone who does that, you're just welcome to leave.
You know, I think his words sum up what so many of us believe. I think a slim majority of America believes, and I think they're more on his side than ever before. He tweeted out earlier today, we will never be a socialist or communist country. If you're not happy here, you can leave, in all caps. He tweeted out, Representative Ilhan Omar hates Jews. It's very simple, and I, being Jewish, agree. And then finally he said, New York has not been the same since Amazon opted out of moving its second headquarters to New York after activist resistance supported by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. All tough things that presidents generally don't do, don't say. No one, you know, has ever tweeted anything like this before. He's different than anyone we've ever seen in the White House, but I think he's great.
Well, look, and I think a majority of America does. You should have seen those business owners today here at the White House for this Made in America Day, which is a really great thing. Now, the media is not going to cover the Made in America, but
amazing.
You should have heard them cheer when he said, look, we live in a free society, a free country. It's the greatest country in the world. If you don't like it here, you can leave. They erupted in cheers. They told the press, and the president was talking to them individually about their – they had boats, and they had bicycles, and they had motorcycles, and rocket launchers, and, you know, flip-flops, and cowboy hats, everything made in America. And he was talking to these business owners, and they would tell him, you know, Mr. President, because of you, my business has gone up 72% in the last year and a half. Because of your tax, your deregulation, your tax cuts, we can now stay in this country. The head of Lockheed Martin was here. They were about to pull a plant out of Pennsylvania that makes helicopters. He called them and said, you can't do that. Listen what we've done. And they stayed there. This is an incredible success story to tell the American people. Now, they're not going to hear about it, but this is the kind of, this
well,
is the
hear
kind
about
of country
here.
That he's created. It's incredible.
How can they hear about it here? And that's all that counts. You know, look, I have always argued that what matters is your base, and that Republicans always sell out their own base. Here's a president who's driving liberals crazy because he does nothing for their base. He does everything about running the country for his base, our base. Brilliant. That's the way you're supposed to run it. I didn't notice Obama doing anything for me ever. Obama never got elected and said, you know, the Wayne Root side, we got to do something for him. Let's be nice to business people because I want to expand my base. He never did that. Everything he did for 8 years was for his voters. Why should Trump expand beyond his voters? He's doing everything to help American patriots and business owners and workers, not welfare addicts and terrible people who spend their lives sitting around waiting for an EBT card in the mail. I think he's doing a great job. Let me
make one point there. Listen,
sure.
He has done everything that make everything to make the lives of everybody
yes.
in this country greater.
Most black
again.
Unemployment. Agree. Yes.
Most black unemployment. Most black employment. Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, women at a 70%.
Youth.
It's incredible what he's done. And so when people make these ridiculous claims, these folks in Congress try to label him with all of these horrific,
racist monsters. Labels. Yeah.
He says no. He says, look, I've done more for everybody in this country than anyone else has, and Obama, while you just point out, seemed to do things just for his base. This president has done it for everybody.
Right, but let me make it clear. When I was saying it wasn't meant to say don't do anything for the other people, it was follow your own principles that your base loves, and our principles and our right side, conservative side, our economic principles lead to prosperity for everyone, and he just proved it. So you don't have to do things for black voters or Hispanic voters.
That's
you
right.
do it for capitalism, and black
right.
voters are automatically helped. That's
everyone,
the point.
And everyone gets
a piece of the pie. Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, so last thing I want to go over with you. Trump administration, again, great stuff, and the media barely covers it or doesn't cover it. I bet it won't be on the evening news tonight. The Trump administration moved to prevent most migrants from claiming political asylum in the USA. This all got buried in the headlines. I barely saw it today. Requiring them to first make their claims in other countries first. Tell us exactly what this means. I think it's great news.
Well, look, we've been very clear about this. If you are fleeing an oppressive government and have a legitimate claim for asylum, you're going to get it. Sadly, though, about 90% of the claims have been proven to be fraudulent in court, right? They've had their day in court. The case was thrown out, and the judge ordered those people removed. So while Congress, of course, as you know, doesn't act, it refuses to, the president looked at all available legal options to not just restore integrity to the immigration system, not just ensure those who deserve asylum actually get it, but most importantly to protect the American people. Because as you know, of these million plus who are in this country illegally, have broken the law, a court has ruled they need to go home, and they haven't. So that's one set of laws that exists for everybody in this country, but it's being applied differently to two different groups. If you break the law, way en route, and then a judge, and you defy a court order,
right.
a judge's order, then you're in serious trouble.
We
Democrats come along and say, unless That's true, unless you're illegal and you're not here illegally. Then, not only does it not apply to you, we're going to work to change the laws so you don't ever have to face consequences. Now, explain the sanity in that. This president says, no more. We're fixing this because there are people across this planet who deserve asylum, who need it from an oppressive government. But the credible fear claims that have gone up 1,700% in the last 8 years, because that's the buzzwords they use to get in this country, it's proven time and time again that those claims are false. We've got to fix that. This president wants to do it. The Democrats don't.
So a big win there, and another big win that, again, I didn't see in the headlines, a judge in the Ninth Circuit Court, I believe it was Friday, right when the day was ending, or maybe it was Saturday morning, gives Trump a big win in the fight against sanctuary cities with the funding for sanctuary cities. Just tell us about that real quick, and then we'll let you run.
Well, absolutely. Look, we understand that those sanctuary cities are violating the law, that they are harboring people who don't have a right to be here, the hundreds of thousands that pour into this country, it seems like every few months, and that's got to stop. And it was another big victory for the president. I mean, he's just racking them up now. I mean, it's just kind of funny that even the court system that has been so against this president, who's been playing politics for so long, is now actually doing things that are consistent with precedent and consistent with the actual law.
All right, great stuff from Hogan Gidley. He is the White House Deputy Press Secretary. He is our man at Wayne a la Root. Raw and unfiltered, we love having you on, and we appreciate your time. Thank you, Hogan.
Anytime. Thanks so much.
Go tell President Trump we're fighting for him. We're right behind him. All right, Wayne a la Root, Raw and Unfiltered right here on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, the website, by the way, rootforamerica.com, and we'll be taking phone calls next, 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, this is Wayne a la Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne a la Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we just had White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley on, President Trump's number two man, as his mouthpiece. And I've got a commentary that I'll use for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all around the United States on Thursday that I will read to you coming back for the start of hour number two. It's called Jews and Blacks for Trump, Part 2. Jews and Blacks for Trump, Part 2. Remember the one I had in Sunday's paper was called Blexit and Brexit. Excuse me, Blexit and Jexit, meaning Black Exit and Jewish Exit. Candace Owens' movement and my movement to get Jews and Blacks away from the Democratic Party. Now it's Jews and Blacks for Trump, Part 2. If you want to hear that, make sure you stay tuned for the top of hour number two, which is 4 o'clock here on the West Coast, 7 o'clock East Coast, 6 o'clock Central. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, then we'll get to a couple callers. And by the way, we are taking calls, so 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. This is the ultimate capitalist weapon when you use it within the vehicle of health care. This is Christian health sharing and capitalism combined, and it is fantastic. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I saved $18,000 year one, year two, and now year three. We're coming to the second half of year three, so it'll be $54,000 over 3 years. And they reimbursed me for a major dental bill for my son. They reimbursed me for 3 doctor visits in 2019. And then they reimbursed me for, they didn't reimburse me. They basically paid the whole bill for the doctors, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, the surgery, you name it, for my kidney stones in February. Amazing. I love these guys. Unbelievable. I never got this kind of treatment from a health insurance company. I'd much rather be with Christian Health Sharing. This is the model for America. $107 a month for a single and $449 a month for a family is where both prices start and just barely goes up from there. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty Health Share. Let's grab a caller. Let's grab Kevin. Kevin from Long Island. Kevin, what's going on? You're on with Wayne. Kevin, are you there? Kevin, you there? Well, I guess we missed him. He's been waiting a long time. He was on hold for the whole first hour. We finally took him. He wasn't by the phone anymore. He probably went to take a break or something. All right, we'll get Kevin back again. So AOC, this is the kind of people you're dealing with. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez refuses to condemn Antifa terror attack on an ICE facility. First of all, because it happened on a Friday, this was buried in the news, completely buried, that an Antifa liberal commie scumbag attacked an ICE facility and tried to kill people. ICE is in, you know, ICE, not ICE is in cold outside, it's icy. ICE is in immigration, border patrol agents, right? That's what ICE I'm talking about. There's a facility, the kind that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calls a concentration camp, and the man behind the firebomb attack invokes Ocasio-Cortez's concentration camp rhetoric in his manifesto. Nobody is covering this. Nobody is covering this. Ocasio-Cortez refused to condemn an Antifa terrorist attack on an ICE facility despite the terrorist invoking her rhetoric. 69-year-old Wilhelm von Spronson, sounds like a Nazi, Wilhelm von Spronson, was shot dead by police on Saturday morning, even worse. Anything that happens on a weekend didn't happen. What's the famous saying? If a tree falls in the forest and you didn't see it, it didn't happen, right? So Wilhelm von Spronson was shot dead by police Saturday morning at an ICE facility in Washington State after he threw a Molotov cocktail in an attempt to ignite a propane tank armed with an AR-15 semi-automatic weapon. He was celebrated by some on the far left, and a copy of his manifesto emerged in which he stated, "I am Antifa," and said the attack was a protest against the establishment of concentration camps in the United States. And when asked by rebel media earlier today whether she would condemn the attack, AOC refused to explicitly condemn it, saying it's easy to condemn a terrorist attack. They firebombed an American facility. Will you condemn them? Pressed the reporter. She said it's easy to condemn a terrorist attack. He said, will you condemn them? He then asked her if she feels any responsibility for the attack, given that terrorist invokes her concentration camp claim in the manifesto. Are you responsible? Do you feel ashamed? And she said, I'll comment later. That's it. Nothing more. Can you imagine if this happened with a right-wing guy, what the press would say? And Morning Joe compares Trump to the KKK. This guy is such a loser. Used to be a Republican congressman, but it just goes to show you, when they're Republican and they're rhino and they're from New York City, you know, this guy's a New Yorker, there's no difference between guys like this and the left. None! He compared Trump to the likes of David Duke and the KKK. He had someone on the show who said, if you did a blind test on Twitter feed, you cannot tell the difference between the Twitter feed of the President of the United States and a white supremacist. And Joe Scarborough said, David Duke. Seriously, you could ask people, did David Duke say this or Donald Trump? And his guest said, yeah, exactly right. And here's the thing. This goes back to the point I was trying to make at the beginning here. Donald Trump is not testing his 2020 strategy. This is his 2020 strategy. It is racism, fear, and bigotry. And Micah Brzezinski said it's his last hope. Yeah, I guess what? It's your last hope, because it's all over for the Democratic Party. Because the average American loves what Trump had to say. If you don't love this country and you're an immigrant, get the hell out. No one's stopping you. What are you staying for? Try to change our country.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Supply.